G'day, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Could you figure that out? $0.005?
Yeah, it's a tough one to get your head around when you see all those decimal points and zeros. But, I think you've come to the right conclusion.
Half a cent. Anyway, Dan, so good news for the Aussie music industry. Revenue up for the first time in 3 years.
Yeah, obviously good news. And I think also yesterday or the day before, there was a global music report released as well, which saw that the global revenue was up 3.2%. So, yeah, streaming certainly assisting in bringing revenue into the industry. And I guess it's a matter of how it continues to grow from here.
Well, I suppose if you think about it, a lot of people listening would remember the days when you go to the record store, you'd buy your records, you'd save up your pennies, your pocket money, and then it became the CD store. You know, you had your big Sanities and things like that. And then we could just all download music for free, and we all became kind of pirates, and music revenue just completely dropped off, didn't it?
It did, and that's kind of been the struggle, I guess, since the 10 or so years ago when piracy was prevalent. I guess that was the genesis of streaming services, to try and at least monetize people listening to music online. So, I mean, that's, obviously it's come from the right place, streaming, and I take your point before around the small kind of minuscule payments per track, but I think it's just a different model to sales and purchasing. So when you purchase something, you put your money up front. You put your $20 up front for a CD, and then it's yours. You can listen to as much as you like, whereas streaming is more of an access model where, you're paying kind of your subscription fee, and artists are getting paid across a longer period of time in smaller increments. So, we hope that at the end of the day, it adds up to similar revenue longer term for artists, but at the moment, it's going through a bit of a pain period.
Yeah, absolutely. Why do you think it is that people, I mean, piracy still exists. You can still download songs illegally. Why do you think it is so many people have abandoned that piracy and gone to streaming services like Spotify or Apple Music and where they might have to pay if they are a premium subscriber?
Yeah, well, I think it's a couple of things. I think, well, hopefully people understand that without them paying some kind of money to artists, that it makes it harder for artists to create music. I'm hoping that that's an element, and I expect that it is. And I think just ease of access as well. I remember talking to people some years ago that used to be, pirates, and they showed me the process, and me personally, I couldn't get my head around the patience of having to do all that kind of stuff. So, I think it's probably a good combination of those two things.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm just trying to think about, we're talking here about, half a cent per play on something like Spotify. So if you're a young Australian music and you're trying to make money off it, I'm just doing some maths in my head. So let's say you get 200 plays, that's what, a dollar. Let's say you get 200,000 plays on your song. That's, what, $100?
Yeah. Yeah, listen, it's a daunting prospect if that's the only revenue stream that you're looking at. And I think the industry's evolved now that the young artists, hopefully, if they've got the right people around them, and, I mean, labels obviously play a pretty big role in this, and in particularly independent labels from my perspective. It's about looking at what the other revenue streams are, and it's kind of multifaceted revenue nowadays. It's not just about sales, and it's not just about streams. There's obviously live, and then there's public performance revenue that comes in as well if they're signed up to all the right organisations, APRAMCOS and PPCA. They'll see money coming through when their music is played in cafes or, restaurants or shopping centres as well. So that's been a really big area of revenue growth, and I think that's going to continue to grow as well. So it's really about looking at where the money comes from.
Mm. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Dan Nevin. He's the CEO of Australian Independent Record Labels Association. Just to get off the streaming for a moment, Dan, because there's been such a massive resurgence in vinyl records, people buying, collecting, artists now are putting out vinyls, brand new artists.
Yeah.
Is there money to be made in releasing vinyls, or is it a sentimental thing?
Oh, absolutely. There's most definitely money to be made. I think there is a bit of sentiment about it. There's no denying that there is, and there's a bit of romance about it. But I think with streaming, obviously, there's no ownership when it comes to streaming. It is just an access model. So I think vinyl gives fans, music fans, a real opportunity to show their commitment and have something that's pretty cool as a memento of their commitment to the artist. I mean, CD does the same.
And I suppose it's there, you can touch it, you can hold it, you can give it to a friend, which you can't particularly do with your Spotify, I guess.
No, you can't.
Yeah, Dan, just you know, going back to these streaming services, what do you reckon the future is going to be for them? Is it going to be the same that it is at the moment? You can listen for free, but you'll have to listen to the ads. Is it going to move to more of a paid system like we're seeing with some services? What do you see the future of streaming to be?
Well, certainly there's going to be a lot of change in the future, and we've seen a massive amount of change over the last year with some streaming services closing down. So there's been a lot of consolidation, and it's, you know, you've got the big players out there who are in an arm wrestle together and pulling as many tricks out of their back pocket as they can to beat the other guy. But I think there's also the fact that the paid subscription revenue is pretty significant, whereas the ad-funded, and you're just talking about streaming for free as long as you listen to ads, the revenue coming in from that is not significant at all. I mean, there's some crazy numbers around on a global scale. I think it's, you know, 70 million paid subscribers are generating way more revenue than 700 million, say, for example, ad-funded users are contributing to the industry. So there's certainly going to be a big focus from the industry on converting those passive listeners on ad-funded services over to a paid subscription. But, you know, that's a long journey. But ideally, if there is some success there, then there's a whole lot of extra money coming into the industry. So, you know, that's from our perspective, that's a really exciting thing. And the more people that realise that just that $12 per month, the difference that it makes, the more people that get on board, the better it's going to be for all of us.
Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. It'd be remiss of me not to ask you while I've got you here. Being the CEO of the Australian Independent Record Labels Association, I don't want to throw you under the bus, but what are you listening to at the moment?
Music-wise?
Yeah.
Not how I listen to
music. No, I mean, what are you listening to? Who are you into?
Yeah, well, I'm looking here. I've actually got a vinyl album on my desk here by Tin Pan Orange, who's a local Aussie indie artist.
Yeah, great.
And then there's some cool international stuff coming through all the time. Well, there was an album I was listening to last week that rocked my socks, a band called Night Moves out of America. So, you know, I'm keeping an eye. I'm pretty lucky, you know. I get to come across a whole pile of different music, and there's always something at least every week that's pretty impressive. And particularly locally, it's phenomenal how much quality music coming out of Australia at the moment.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on. We'll see if we can get some Tin Pan Orange on before 12 o'clock just for you, all right?
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks,
all
mate.
The best.